This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. On California's death row, one of the founders of the notorious Crips, Stanley Tookie Williams, claims he's not the man he used to be.
I want to do my part to help reverse the violent, self-destructive trend of boys and young men that threatens to obliterate your future. I've turned my life around. You can too.
This public service announcement is just one of the ways Williams, a convicted murderer, preaches against the urban violence he once practiced. He's received many accolades and has even been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, what Williams wants most, and still hasn't gotten, is a promise that the state of California will let him live.
Tookie Williams has led a life so dramatic that Hollywood turned his autobiographical book into a TV movie, Redemption, starring Jamie Foxx.
20 years ago, I helped create a gang called the Crips. Today, I'm speaking to you from death row. I never imagined that the Crip gang would spread throughout California, throughout the nation, throughout the world.
Williams' story begins back in the 1970s when he was growing up in the badlands of South Central L.A. He used his fists to beat down anyone who challenged him, and at 13 years old, he joined forces with a friend to create the Crips.
I always wanted to have the so-called baddest gang in the world. I always wanted to be the most known, the most notorious thug in the world. And that's due to a planet-sized ego.
Now, at age 51, Williams talks to us from death row at San Quentin, where an occasional beep is a reminder that the telephone line is constantly monitored.
We made a mistake. We morphed into a monster. We performed mayhem and aggression throughout the city. We terrorized everybody. We made it a living hell.
Yeah, I remember Tookie.
He's a dangerous man in the street. When he was a thug.
Joe Holmes is a retired detective with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. He remembers pulling over Williams several times in the 1970s.
Assault, that's his main thing. When I was working the streets, what he was known for is people didn't mess with him. And if you did mess with him, you know, he was a big man and he'd hurt you. And people were in awe of him. They were scared of him. They were scared of Tookie.
Tookie Williams' bulging muscles earned him respect on the street. Melvin Hardy is one of his childhood friends and another pioneering Crip.
I've seen him slap people. I've seen him put cigarettes out in people's face. I've seen him beat somebody till they couldn't stand. I've seen him throw people out of cars. I've seen him hold people for days for something they did wrong. And we tortured them and let them go so they could remember. A lot of stuff we did stuff that we saw on television that was Hollywood.
Williams has written that as a Crip and a drug addict, he was unapproachable, unreachable, unteachable, and incorrigible.
I was miseducated on manhood. I thought that manhood constituted violence, aggression, womanizing, things of that nature.
In prison, though, Williams says he learned to meditate and to re-educate himself, reading everything from the dictionary to law books. He began writing children's books, 9 so far, to warn about the consequences of gangbanging. 11-year-old Regine Pittman and 15-year-old Edgar Medina read from his works at a community center in North Richmond, California.
A gangbanger is a gang member who bangs or hits people.
San Quentin is no place you ever want to be. It's dangerous here.
Williams has written a protocol for peace that's been taken up by once warring members of the Crips and Bloods in New Jersey. One of them, 34-year-old Kevin Tate, is a member of the Grape Street Crips.
Here's a guy who they say, you know, is ruthless, you know, he's an animal, he's this, he's that, you know, but he's making a difference in a lot of people's lives, you know, because we took his protocol for peace to do what we did.
The Crips and Bloods signed a proclamation to establish neutral zones, areas that are off limits to drive-by shootings, drug deals, robbery, vandalism, and violence. Authorities say as a result of the truce, gang violence in Newark has been greatly reduced. For his anti-gang work, Williams has been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize and 4 times for a Nobel Prize in Literature.
I have changed, and I don't want any youth following in my footsteps or any one of my ilk. I denounced gang violence and, relinquished my proactive status in the Crips. In fact, writing children's books have become part of my redemption.
Despite all this, some of Williams' critics remain unconvinced of his transformation. Nancy Rui heads the National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children.
When we we talk about redemption, he only goes so far to redeem himself. He's not going to rat out his friends or tell too much about the Crips and how they operate because, you know, he still has that gang mentality. So writing books is one thing. Cooperating with authorities to help get rid of these gangs is another.
But Williams insists he's completely through with his gangbanging days.
I can care less what anyone thinks. Redemption is God's mercy, and the fact is that, it needs no explanation. That's the beauty about redemption and the beauty about faith. It doesn't matter what other people think. It's what I think and what God thinks. That's all that matters to me, and that's all that ever will, and helping children.
Even so, Williams remains on death row for crimes he says he did not commit. In 1979, he was arrested, then convicted of killing a convenience store worker during a robbery, and later shooting a motel owner, his wife, and daughter.
I am innocent of these crimes, and hopefully I will be able to prove that.
Williams has challenged his sentence more than once, arguing that he deserves a new trial because prosecutors dismissed all potential black jurors from hearing his original case. His latest appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was denied. He plans next to go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
He's tried everything under the sun to challenge his judgment legally, and it hasn't worked.
Nathan Baronkin is a spokesman for California's Attorney General. He says contrary to Williams' claim, he was not punished for creating the Crips.
He's on trial for killing four people. That's why he is doing time and is subject to execution. If he is a worthy clemency candidate because of what he has done while incarcerated, that's a decision for the governor to make.
So Williams' fate could lie with fellow bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger, California's governor who has never before granted clemency to a death row inmate. While he waits, Williams continues to reach out to young people, as he did with this public service announcement recorded in San Quentin.
Do you know what it's like to be in a gang? Do you know how to get out? You don't want to be in a gang. I've turned my life around. You can too. I'll show you how. There's always a way out.
Tookie Williams escaped from the Crips, but beating death row is an even bigger challenge. Barring intervention by the courts or the governor, he could be executed next fall. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.